Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Why are you sweating so much?
I'm right by the light. I feel like I'm dying.
It's an LED panel.
It's killing
me. It doesn't
me.
Produce heat.
Hey, I'm so hot. Let me go wash my face.
No, you're not leaving this room.
I'm so hot.
You look like...
no one knows boiling. Jody, you were boiling earlier.
Are you allergic to something?
I don't know. I feel like I'm dying.
Red, your eyes are sweating.
No, I tell you what it is, because I moisturised
today.
Has
anyone got an EpiPen?
I moisturised today. It's because I'm sweating.
How
it
vigorously
went into my
do you moisturise?
You look like Ben Affleck. It's
stinging my eyes. The moisture from the moisturizer is sweating into my eyes. I need a towel.
You look like a Southern Baptist minister in the middle of a sermon.
Like James Brown. Just, I'm not singing or vigorously dancing. I'm just podcasting. Well, I wonder if this is a good or a bad thing.
It's not good. No one thinks
no.
It's good.
It's not good to look this fucked sat down. You like my old laptop when I used to try and play games on it.
The Year Is with Red and Bobby.
Welcome to The Year Is podcast, the podcast where every episode we travel back to a year in history. We talk about the weirdest, the most interesting, the strangest things from that year. I'm Bobby Mayer, and this is...
The Year Is podcast.
No, your name. You're supposed to say your fucking name.
Red
obviously.
Richardson.
I'm Bobby Mayer.
I just zoned out. I'm sorry.
You can't. What,
I'm bored of the beginning. We need a new intro. I just got bored and stopped listening.
Is this your first time doing this?
Say your fucking name. The first
Red
thing you say is your
Richardson.
Name.
Richardson. I said it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Don't be aggressive because we have guests.
We haven't
You're
had
showing
a guest.
Off.
We haven't had a guest.
For ages because Jody broke a camera, but now we've got it fixed.
Yeah.
This is the most shambolic start to a podcast I've ever been part of.
There's
a
method to
it. Was smooth. That was good for us.
That's the best it's gone in ages, to be honest.
Yeah, fuck you, Rob. Rob Mulholland, our guest.
Yeah. Oh! Our guest, host of his own podcast.
Yeah, co-host.
Co-host.
A big fat cunt.
Name and shame him.
That's how he's referred to on the podcast. Yeah, Dead Man Talk is my podcast. We had Bobby on the other week. It was good fun.
It was great. Yeah. I think
you're not welcome.
Okay.
Obviously, any time.
The moment I felt comfortable was when I said, are we allowed to say Lucy Letby's hot? And you all laughed. And I thought, yes, this is for me. And for those of you that don't know, Lucy Letby is that nurse that keeps killing babies. I don't know if she keeps those.
I don't think it's ongoing.
Yeah,
they put a stop to it.
They're going to catch you.
They don't let her near him anymore. They don't let him.
You know what unions are like.
Yeah.
I think it's. What's funny is if she was a cop, she'd still get to be a cop right now.
She'd get
promoted.
Do
you know what I mean? They'd be like, yes, you're on trial for killing, but we can't prove it, so you're just behind a desk. She'd still
what
be in a hospital.
What were those babies?
Police get paid until.
Until the conviction.
Like that fucking Wayne Cousins was getting paid for like five
fucking
months.
Hell.
You know what I mean?
You think if any of them you could suspend?
Yeah,
surely
yeah.
The union would turn a blind eye to that one.
No, you're a strong union guy.
I'm a
union man myself. I think most left-wing people I can say, and I speak for all left-wing people, they made the right choice by paying Wayne-o.
Oh, God.
Don't be a scab. Pay your sex criminals.
Yes.
Jesus. I was watching, have you guys seen the Anna Nicole Smith thing on Netflix yet?
No.
I was watching it the other day. There's a very funny bit where she's never met her dad.
Right.
She tracks down her dad and says, hello, would you come to LA? I'm sending you and your son tickets because he's my brother. I want to meet you guys for the first time. So she flies them out to LA. She arrives in a limo, jumps out. They don't know who it's going to be, basically. And they're filming the whole thing, and she hugs the dad, and he's a bit like, oh, it's you. And then the son, who's her brother, just looks and goes, ugh, because he's clearly spent the last 4 years because she's Playboy number one model.
No.
And he's like 19 years old.
Oh, no.
So he's probably been cracking one out to his own sister. But there's a bit.
If that you watch
the documentary,
cool,
no one's talking about it in the reviews. What? Watch that moment.
Wait, what?
Sorry, Bobby. That's cool.
I just mean like it's a cool coincidence.
I mean, it's not cool. It's like if it happened to me, I wouldn't be like, oh, cool.
Yeah, no, it'd be disgusting. It'd be disgusting if it's someone else, but for him, cool. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
But I paused on his face. There's a moment where he just goes,
yeah, that's got to be so brutal.
And he hugs her and he's like, because he's hugging this woman he's wanted to shag all his life, but now he knows it's his sister.
He's going to have the most upsetting semi that he's ever had. She's like, oh, not now. No.
But turns out bad the dad tried to sleep with her. And so she cut him out, and the trip was cut short.
That's
the dad was still.
I think
like,
that's the gentlest.
So
I think that's like the gentlest way to talk about a father trying to have sex with his own daughter. The dad tried to sleep with her.
Yeah,
very gentle way of putting it.
Not her dad, the dad. It's her own father trying to have sex with her, which is like a crime against God.
He tried to shoot his shot. Okay.
At least the brother was like. Upset about it. Whereas the dad clearly just went, made a calculation and went,
God, it's
in
my
for
kid.
A penny.
Yeah,
I've already thought about it.
That was pretty disgusting.
Yeah, well, luckily, all my family are gross.
Yeah.
So, I feel the same. But I'm also.
Real boner killers, everyone in my family.
I'm adopted, met my biological family. Yeah. Are you worried about genetic sexual attraction? That's a thing. Apparently, 50% of cases.
What?
Of what? 50% of what?
Are you just saying
50% of a relationship?
50% of cases. Do you know what genetic sexual attraction is?
No.
I know what...
Okay, genetic sexual attraction is when you meet a biological relative in adult life.
You spoke about this last week. This is a real theme in your life.
Okay, I'm just...
For an adopted man, you're bringing this up a lot.
You brought it up. That's what you were talking about, the dad trying to fuck the daughter. Apparently half the time I was told... Mm. That people kind of think, oh, interesting.
Well, you meet someone who's related to you and you don't know.
Once they find out, they go, oh, well,
You just get a bit...
Well, it's like that story Jody told us about the porno.
Okay, we don't need to go, oh, God. Jody told us a story about a porn, one of his favorites, I think.
Again, it was in context about brothers and sisters.
Yeah, Jody's just explained he had watched a porn where a sister or a woman gets brought to a glory hole. And then there's a penis comes through the glory hole. And she sucks the penis to completion. Mm. And then it's revealed that the penis she just sucked was her own brother. And then the brother and sister both vomit.
Like, how convincing was the acting? Is this like real?
It's not high production. It's like lo-fi. So in the SD4.3, so it looks kind
of
authentic.
Your issue with it, Jody.
He's saying that's made it look real.
Hey, AI can fix that up for you. Don't worry. Yeah. I'll really fill in all the data.
I'm saying it looks authentic.
Did you watch till they vomited then?
Well, how else could he come?
He was he was about to switch off.
In for a penny.
Yeah. There was a pair of twin brothers who were fucking each other.
I'm against that. I think that's wrong.
That is wrong. I think hear me out. Yeah. Okay, I think
unless it's lockdown and you're isolated together.
There were no rules in lockdown.
I can't think of a good moral reason against homosexual incest. Because the reason, when you get down to it, really, the reason incest is bad is genetic mutations. That's why we find it disgusting. It's why things taste bad, is because they're poisonous. You know, the disgust comes from somewhere. So, like, it's because you might reproduce and make a...
True.
You know, make someone fucked up. And, you know, so we don't do that.
Yeah.
But if you're both gay... Spunk on your brother, have a laugh.
Yeah.
You know, I'm having a nice time, consensually. I don't really see why I can, you know, it tests my liberal values,
the
is
same,
what I'm saying.
They're the same age, the same strength level, the same...
Yeah, no one's being held down.
No.
You know, it's going to be a very equal struggle.
Yes. Yeah. Are they identical?
Yeah, identical. I think they were like Czech.
I do feel like if lockdown went on for another 6 months, Boris Johnson would have gone on TV and said... Well, there's been some changes. So, incest is legal now.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't see anyone but your family, and you all have sexual needs. You can fuck your family. I can totally imagine a world where that happened.
She's in my bubble.
We don't recommend that parents have sex with their own children. Maybe. Uh-huh. Maybe cousins or siblings is more appropriate.
To get friend-zoned by your brother.
But a unique situation.
You're so frigid, Dad.
In unique situations, it is acceptable for a grandmother to have sex with her own grandson if all other members of the family are deceased.
Wow, and this is a respected historical podcast, and
we've been way late. Talk about history.
Well, we are. We just do a bit
the
of that
history
at the
of incest at the beginning. Yum, 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 yum.
We do a bit at the beginning when we talk. Of it. And I think anyone who's interested in history stops at that point, and everyone else comes along for the whatever the hell this is.
Sure.
But today we're going back to 2002.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
We're delving deep.
I just thought, let's make it an easy one. I can't be bothered.
Oh, wow. What an experience this is going to be for me. I can't wait to learn about this time.
Yeah, I was in the 11th grade.
Yeah. What's that then in English?
Grade 11.
How old were you?
I was in 2001. I was.
It's 2002.
Different year.
Oh, 16.
Yeah, 16.
I was 14.
I was 13.
Yeah,
I could have beat you both up.
Probably not.
I think so.
How tall were you, Rob? For listeners,
smashed your fucking head.
No, I was ripped.
You were ripped.
I was
you
ripped.
Were famished.
I was
no,
ripped.
You were, no, ripped. You were like wiry, like
no,
a street
No, I was
dog.
Ripped when I was 16.
You're like one of those starving people who says there's a six pack and it's just starvation.
I was ripped. I
was like 6'5" already.
No, I would have beat you up.
How tall are you, Rob?
6'7".
Fuck.
I have to. Okay, I've always wanted to know this.
Yeah.
Do you have giganticism where you'll die early? I was thinking about that.
About Rob.
Well, because when you walked in, I looked at you.
I
thought,
hope not.
Because when you walked into the house, I looked at you. I thought, oh, Rob's going to die when he's like 50. Well, that's sad.
Giganticism.
I don't have like a glandular.
No, but I think you might. Yeah. I don't know if you haven't checked out. I'm
no,
worried.
But like all my family are this big. Like,
yeah, but have they lived to be 90? Because I've never seen a guy as tall as you that's old.
Yeah, well, we did Google
Rob, there, nobody as tall as you gets old. You're going to die soon.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, think about it in terms of how you conduct your life, because odds are you're going to be dead before you have grandchildren.
This
it's just
is,
something to think
this
about.
This is why we can't have nice guests on the podcast, Bobby, because you do this.
No, I just...
We did Google the life expectancy for 6'7" on my podcast,
it
was so upsetting.
It can't be good.
It was so upsetting.
Exactly. So
it
there
was
is...
like 56.
Yeah, oh, God. It's
and
bad.
I'm from the north of England. My diet's not being good.
How old are you now?
34, so nearly done.
That's past midlife.
I know. I'm very old for my height.
You're like us when we're 60.
He's in dog years, basically.
Yeah.
Rob's like an 80-year-old.
In tall years, you're like a 60-year-old
man. 300.
Yeah. Oh, no, Rob.
Gandalf.
Thanks for making me deeply depressed.
Yeah, they just created Gandalf to give tall people hope.
You know
they're like, see, some of you can be old. He's the oldest.
No,
they
felt
had to,
like
no Gandalf's
here.
Five.
No, they had to fake how old they had to fake how tall he is as an act. Like, what's
it
his
makes
name?
The time that I'm wasting here even more valuable. Yeah. I have
so
little
so
of
bad.
It left.
Yes.
This is like 5 years for him.
It really has felt like it.
Yeah, by the time you leave here, you're gonna be gray. Like, it's like it's,
I had hair
it's
when
like,
I walked in.
It's like that movie Jack with Robin Williams. Yeah. When you graduate high school, you're all remember. There's a great scene in that movie where he's a little boy, but he's Robin Williams. And he's at a bar, and then he goes home with a lady and fucks her, and he's 12. Anyways, because he's 12, but she doesn't know he's 12 because he's Robin Williams.
So
he's
that
really
makes
hairy.
Child porn funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
How hairy does a child have to be before it's okay?
I can't answer that because of some ongoing legal issues I'm having.
It wouldn't be good.
No.
So, I just thought, because this is interesting, I was, I got a lift from a new act the other day.
Uh-huh. Always a roulette.
Yeah. Well, they were just like, they were at the gig and they were doing roast battle after my gig. And they were like, hey, do you want a lift to your next gig, which was in Old Street? So I was like, yeah, if that's okay. And they were there for a roast battle. I got in their car, and you know when you turn on your car and whatever you're listening to comes on?
That's always the worst.
Lose Yourself by Eminem from 8 Mile.
On his way to a gig.
Yeah, on his way to a roast battle. So he's there. Dun, 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 dun. But 2002 is when 8 Mile came out.
Wait, were they embarrassed?
Yeah, it was a...
That's the worst it could be. Yeah, I would rather the sounds of incestual child porn coming out of my speakers than that. Like, in the North, it's got different connotations for new acts. They all hate that song because they play it before Beat the Frog, the gong show at the Frog and Bucket.
It's killed
that
the song.
So, honestly, if you play that song near Northern comedians, they will all, like, flinch.
Yeah.
It gives the sense memories of
it.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, so that's been beaten out of Northern comics.
Yeah. Well, what's our gong show is the... Oh. They play that when you make it.
Yeah.
Never did it. Just moved here and got booked. Continue.
Because you've been going about 15 years. Yeah. You know he came here and won new act comps when he was 10 years in.
I was 7 years into comedy, and I did win the Laughing Horse New Act of the Year competition where I beat people who'd been in comedy for less than a year.
Yeah.
But to be fair, when I went on stage, I had been awake for 48 hours and was I was coming down off coke and MDMA, so I felt like it was an even fight.
No,
I stunk. I hadn't showered.
You always stink.
Yeah. I don't always stink. You stink.
But also, I'm sorry, that's not you being like, oh, don't worry, because I'd handicapped myself.
I handicapped myself.
You were coming up against people who were like schizophrenic with like an easel or a puppet that they speak to.
Yeah.
And they were like, on the verge of tears halfway through their set.
It's like, every now and again in like African football, there's some kid without a birth certificate who really rips through the youth academies and it's like 6'4" playing for the under 11s. Everyone's like,
okay, he's not 6'11 though.
10 are you?
Yeah,
10
are you?
It's good that he's not 6'11 though, because then he would die before
his
playing career.
Yeah, well, in tall years, he would be that old.
Yes.
But the movie 8 Mile came out. I think it was
that's the fact. 8 Mile came out.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why do you posit it was bad for white people?
I just think it gave us this weird... I think every white person's listened to that song at some point in their life before has had a cringe moment where they put that on and go, I'm going to achieve something, you know? And I just think it gave us a... We thought we can be cool as well, you know?
Yeah, as a man who has done multiple rap battles,
I don't
feel like I can really shit on other white people for this. I agree. It is cringe.
Rap battles
but like
or roast
guilty.
Battles.
Rap battles. I've done both. Yeah.
Really?
I would rap battle if I could.
I did that Sounds Like show, and I didn't know what was going on.
I beat Shuffle T in a rap battle.
Really?
Fuck, yeah, the biggest upset in battle rap history.
That's good, because he's one of the top. I like him. He's a funny guy.
He's fucking great. He's a great lad.
He hosted
it. But, you know, not quite as good at rapping as
No.
Did you rap before comedy?
No, but I was a really big fan of battle rap, and I'm really big fan of hip-hop.
Lunacy's good.
Luna's great, and like we've had him on our pod as well. He's mate, and I loved Luna. Fucking hilarious.
I used to watch him loads when I was at uni.
Dead Man Talking.
Dead Man Talking. Good pod.
But yeah, like I also, when I was in Australia, I was doing this rappers versus comedian show like every weekend. It was so fun.
That's
I learned to freestyle. It was really fun.
But they were just like, oh, we're going to beat this loser.
Yeah, but like because everyone knows you're the comedian, if you say two words that rhyme, everyone loses their shit.
Yeah.
They'd do this amazing stuff and I'd be like, yep, you're a rapper. And then I'd go, I like my cat and you've got a bad hat. And they'd go, anything. And people would love it. It was great fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think white people rapping is actually good.
Yeah, yeah.
Would the rappers then do stand-up?
No, it was...
Oh, that's unfair.
It was unfair, but I didn't want to do stand-up. I was bored.
Okay.
It was
I had
comedy
to battle
festival.
That Liam Bagnall. Good guy, host that runs that show.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you rap battle?
Well, no, because he did a whole rap at me. I was like, I can't rap. And I didn't know I had to do it. I just said... you're really hard to be around. And that was it. That was my insult.
It's like anti-rap.
Yeah, yeah. I just said, you're really hard to be around.
Did the audience enjoy what
you
were doing?
They thought it was funny, because I didn't know the show, and I turned up, and I was like, I hadn't slept that much, and I just didn't know.
Do you know what a multisyllabic rhyme is?
I've heard. It's, you know, I've heard of it.
Yeah.
But so they put up pictures, and you'd have to like, and I go, what are they all doing? And literally, as the show was ending, I finally worked out, oh, the pictures rhyme with whatever the word is they're looking for.
Yeah.
And I've just been sitting here just like trying to blend in the whole time. Like, can we just start again? Because I've just worked this out. Someone commented on the video, like red stuff, but this was a shocking booking. I haven't been back to the YouTube because I think it probably, as the views have gathered, the comments have gotten more.
Well, I know what I'm doing the second that this show's over.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so 8 Mile comes out. And
I've now went back to Eminem, though.
What, and listen to him?
Yes.
He's brilliant.
I'm back.
He went through a moment when he got really annoyed about being so successful and you're like, shut up.
He hasn't released a good...
No,
track in a long
he's done.
Time.
He's done.
A
Drop.
Long time.
He's too old to be rapping as well. There's a point.
Yeah,
there's a point when you have to stop.
Some old rappers are great. Like Black Thought just released an amazing album, but he's a lot like. But I mean, yeah, he's just his early stuff. He's a lot of fun though.
But
you know, he's like really like there are bangers in
but
it.
But did you
with
see
his
him
style? Sorry, with his style because he's so angsty. Yeah,
when he said sorry and then interrupted me. Continue.
When you get to it's okay.
No, continue.
When you get
fine.
To 45, you can't.
Sorry, I'm going to keep talking.
You can't be talking about hating your mum. You know,
sorry works.
Carry on. Carry on.
No,
you can continue.
No, you continue.
I just said what I wanted to say.
I wasn't listening. I was too caught up in the fact that I didn't get to speak. Well, the flow of what I was going to say is gone now. It doesn't really matter.
There's zero camaraderie on this podcast. It's why, we remain in a position we do.
Quite tense.
That's also why. That's also why Red can't say the word camaraderie. He's never experienced it himself, so he doesn't know what the word is.
I was doing it in a French way.
Oh, I see. Wow. Cool. The same way he kisses with tongue.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't remember what I was going to say.
8 Mile is a good film, though. I
remember. No, I've remembered.
Okay.
I've remembered.
Oh, yeah. Do you know?
No! Stop. Let me say my small
Sorry, Bobby.
Thing.
I'm just going to say something now.
Eminem, he rapped about Trump, and it was bad.
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
Oh, that one in the parking lot where he did it a cappella.
I was like, I think I'd rather watch Trump rap. How is it?
Yeah. It's just all like, you know, and you're orange, and you've got
it wasn't good.
I don't know if you spent enough time on this rap, Eminem.
I think Dre can still do it. You know, that's all right.
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
No, I'm fine with that. Yeah, I think if your whole thing's like, gonna slip my wrist and fuck my dead mom. And you go, all right, when you're 50, you gotta stop.
I don't know if he ever said he's gonna fuck it. Did he say he's gonna fuck it?
He probably has.
I think he's definitely come close. Yeah. I'm sure he's talked about fucking corpses and, you know, definitely killing his mom. So, you can put the two together. There's a new idea for you, Slim.
Yeah.
There you go. If you need a new track, Marshall.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it's like I saw The Offspring when they were 50 odd and it was just embarrassing.
Really?
You shouldn't be wearing board shorts in your
50s. No, no, no.
You know, and just like, it's like, grow up. Rob, write an acoustic album at that age, you know?
Get a cardigan.
Yeah. Have some respect.
I don't know. I just think I play the hits and wear the clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, well, I suppose everyone in the audience is wearing the clothes, you know?
Yeah.
They don't want to let the dream die.
They shot like, they had like popcorn cannons that they shot into the crowd. It was very weird.
That is the great thing, though, about going to see a band you loved as a kid. Is you then wear your kid outfit from that band. You know what I mean?
I think it's kind of sad.
No, but then, like, if you go to Download, I've been to Download quite a few times just because the comedy there.
When you're dressed as Ginger Spice.
Yes. And they...
I've come as much here from the Sugar Babes.
Yeah. At Download, it's just a bunch of accountants who have like, okay, I have to pack 4 black t-shirts this weekend. Yeah. And they just have their black t-shirts and their black jeans. But it's like, you don't dress like this all year round.
No.
You are just people who've packed black clothing to be
in a parking lot.
Well, they're
just reliving, aren't they, when their life was good.
You know, if they could wear that to the estate agents, they would.
Yes.
You know, but they've got a mortgage on a new build.
Yeah. Okay. Afghanistan changes of mission.
What a tone shift.
That's what Red
Jesus
does.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Red, say the year in 2002.
In 2002, Afghanistan changed its long-form name to the Transitional Islamic State of Afghanistan. How did that go with hindsight?
That is the worst transition I've ever seen. I've seen some rough ones, but fuck me.
Red is not a natural presenter.
I meant Afghanistan's one, but also Red's, I suppose.
Yeah. So, what do you think, boys? Did it work?
Can you repeat the fact?
They changed its name, so from the Taliban to Transitional Islamic State of Afghanistan. So it was in a position of, you know, they're moving away from the Taliban because this is post a year after 9/11.
Is it like when the EDL became the Football Lads Alliance, though?
Is that what happened? Blokes?
Yeah. Well, it's what happens in British, like, racism. Is like there's always a new, like, right-wing group every year.
Yeah.
It's the same
and
people.
They're all like, this is it. Everyone's like, oh, my God, there's this new wave. And it's the same blokes. It's
no, just... this was... So this is the UN. This is America and England going, here's your new government.
Right. Okay.
So we'd crushed the Taliban.
Did we?
We did for a book. We pushed
them
out.
Back
yeah,
up.
They did. Yeah. They popped.
I
right
can't
out.
Believe they won. That is one of my favorite.
What an underdog story.
It really is. Mm. If they weren't right now destroying the lives of millions of women horrifically and taking away their rights, it'd be quite funny.
It would, if there wasn't such massive real world consequences.
Such horrific.
Yeah.
Really awful.
Yeah.
But we were all. It's like France had like the fuel contract. I met a guy who worked out there and he said France had the fuel contract. So they were essentially neutral, but they fueled all the planes. And if you were flying and your plane ran out, your bomber ran out of fuel, you'd have to get like a French plane to come and refuel you in midair and they can like come and connect. But they can't do it if you're armed. So you just have to drop your bombs. So they just go and bomb a fucking village or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, and then
so I gotta get rid of these.
Yeah, boom, drop it over. Hopefully, no one lives there in this region.
Right. Although I don't know if they did hope that.
Yeah, maybe not.
At that
maybe
point,
being quite charitable about American military there.
And then all those poor guys who helped us are now there, and the Taliban have come back, and for you know,
and they're essentially like prison rats.
They're probably
they've snitched.
Not there anymore. They're dead. They've been killed.
Yeah,
I would say by now.
And also sexually assaulted.
Well, I wouldn't
Let's
want to
not forget that.
I wouldn't want to disparage there. My good friends, the Taliban. Yeah. I don't know what the Taliban get up to exactly, but I'm not sure.
It'd be funny if the Taliban really...
they're doing a lot of that.
They throw people off buildings. Yeah. They
imagine if they really
people.
Woke about one thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, we love the environment. Yeah. Just say you had one really
They've
left-wing...
just got loads of trans people.
Yeah.
They're like totally cool with it.
Yeah. But trans women are women.
Yes, which is why they must be subjugated.
That's why they're subjugated and earn less. They can't drive.
And locked in their homes
for
years.
A very easy place to transition, to be fair. Just pop on the clothing, you're done.
Yeah. Exactly.
It is, actually. You're probably right. Maybe it's an easier society to be in. For
bit of mascara. Yeah. You've transitioned.
Oh, yeah.
What was that noise?
It's just keeping the vibe alive. You know?
You're lucky he hasn't cleared his throat yet. Ooh, that happens every 10 minutes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, we've covered that, the Taliban. If anyone has an exam tomorrow and needed info, there we go.
Red, I'm looking at your research doc from this angle. It looks pretty sparse.
No, it's good. It's good.
Is this in the history section of iTunes?
Yes.
I think it's comedy history.
It's a disappointing listen if you're looking for facts.
Yeah.
I just really love the idea of some fusty historian listen to this like, oh, no.
And just having a panic attack. He can't change it. He's on a long drive. Ben Affleck voted the world's sexiest man in 2002.
Finally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's had quite an up and down career, Ben
he's
Affleck.
Back. He's back.
No, but there was videos of him looking angry with J-Lo. Have you seen
all that? Everybody, it's his fucking wife. Angry. Of course he looks angry.
Well, at some point you're going to, aren't you? Like, there's a camera on him 24/7.
Yeah.
So the one moment in the whole day where you're like, hold that fucking door or something, like a little tiny thing, you're minorly annoyed. They take fucking 15 photos of that.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's not that upset. Oh, his wife looks pretty sweet. Like,
you know, and then that's the photo, you know.
I love, man, it must have been so good, you know. He's in the fallow period. He's fucking babysitter.
Fallow period.
It's like Glastonbury.
He gets divorced. Yes. He's fucking babysitters and whatever. And then he just gets, you know, back to J-Lo.
Yeah.
That's such a Hollywood move. Why do they keep hiring hot nannies is what I want to know.
I don't think they even do always. Like, Arnold Schwarzenegger could have done better.
Yeah, he could.
I think proximity is just a powerful thing. Yeah.
It's a powerful sexual tool, yeah.
Yeah, totally. And like, you know, they just think they could, I think. Yeah.
I used to have mates that would just get laid because they just lingered around long enough, you know. Just always there.
Yeah. Mates, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You used to have mates who did that, did you?
Yeah, Bobby. Yeah.
That's what you're talking about. I'm a reputable man.
Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake.
Wait, we just moved on from Ben Affleck already?
Okay, yeah, we can carry on with Ben Affleck.
No, you just...
What do you think of Argo?
There's like two facts left on that document.
Yeah, I think he's quite good looking. I don't know if he was ever the hottest man on earth.
He's a great director.
Uh-huh.
Well, he directed The Town, which I think is a great film.
I'm not seeing it.
Red?
I've seen it. That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I keep knocking into this. Sorry, guys.
Why are you turning your computer away from you?
I can still see it. It just keeps
knocking.
That
angle looks horrific.
I keep knocking into it, and it's a... Let me just sort that out.
Why are you sweating so much?
I'm right by the light. I feel like I'm dying.
It's an LED panel.
It's killing
me. It doesn't
me.
Produce heat.
Hey, I'm so hot.
It doesn't.
Let me go wash my face.
No, you're not leaving this room.
I'm so hot.
You look
like... No one was boiling. Jody, you were boiling earlier.
Are you allergic to something?
I don't know. I feel like I'm dying.
Red, your eyes are sweating.
No, I tell you what it is, because I moisturized
today.
Has anyone
got an EpiPen?
I moisturized today. It's because I'm sweating.
How
it
vigorously
went into my
do you moisturize?
You look like Ben Affleck after...
It's stinging my eyes. The moisture from the moisturizer is sweating into my eyes. I need a towel.
I'm so glad I don't moisturize.
But Jody, you were sweating earlier. Why is no one else? And now you're
like
not.
You look like a Southern Baptist minister in the middle of a sermon.
Was... like James Brown. Just, I'm not singing or vigorously dancing. I'm just podcasting.
The lady, the
sat down talking. Yeah.
The laziest man in podcasting.
James Brown.
I don't know how you're not hot. I'm so.
I mean, I am hot. My body just doesn't produce sweat based on 22 degree heat.
Is sweat good or bad? Do you want to Google that, Jody? Does that mean I'm in a diet?
It's probably a healthy thing that your body creates. That's why you have it.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. This is a good thing.
To tone down your body temperature.
I would assume if it's only you doing it, it's not a sign of health.
Okay, that's not good. Or you two are going to die.
Rob is.
Yeah, I am apparently. I'm going to die very soon.
You got 20 years. Enjoy the time you have.
Why do I sweat, Jody? See if it's bad.
I mean, to be fair, if you looked at my life on paper and what I've done and my general mental health, on paper, I don't outlive you.
Yeah, I think.
Wait, but your mental health isn't great either.
Yeah. But...
okay, I might beat you then.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. I could easily relapse.
It's a race to relapse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're both holding on by a
thread. If we both stay sober, I might win. Yeah. But if you relapse, I win. But if I relapse, you win.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
fair.
The stakes. Yeah.
That's pretty good. And chance of relapse very high, actually.
Very high.
For both of us. So, I mean, odds are one of us will die in a gutter. Yeah.
I'm going to need a towel for summer podcasting these months.
We'll get you a fan that shoots directly onto your fucking face.
It's just the minute it becomes... this happened last year as well. I remember someone commenting, get a fan for Red. And then winter's fine. But the minute it goes over 70, yeah, it happens, doesn't it?
It's famous for it, actually.
Yeah. Mm.
You are wearing all black as well on quite a warm day. It does, because, black just attracts heat. White bounces it away.
Yeah, but so. I think when you're in, sunlight.
I don't know if his forehead is black, Jody.
Yeah.
His forehead is his forehead.
I feel
forehead.
Like I'm in a microwave. Are you not remotely hot?
I'm honestly, comfortably
warm.
Temperate.
Jesus. Yeah.
This is...
Well, I wonder if this is a good or a bad thing.
It's not good. No one thinks it's good.
It's not good to look this fucked sat down.
Your body shouldn't have to expend this much energy to maintain equilibrium
energy, it's just,
when
it's
you're
just,
sitting. Well, sweating
very
is
hot.
Energy.
It's struggling. Yeah.
My body is just, it's too hot.
Yeah, you like my old laptop when I used to try and play games on it.
And the game is sitting and talking.
I'm streaming. Streaming thoughts.
In 2002, Red streaming a video in 2002.
Like a Dell computer.
Yeah. Good Will Hunting, I don't know how I feel about it. I've always thought,
I don't think I've seen that either. So bad with
Good Will Hunting is great. Good Will, but at first I thought it was great, but then I look back and I kind of think it's stupid, and I don't know where I land on Good Will
Hunting.
Is he
the one where he's a janitor and he's dead smart?
Yeah.
That's like
Matt Damon.
Solves the equation.
But
Matt Damon
the teacher keeps coming and going, who's doing this, you know?
Right.
But, he's never been noticed before, you know?
Yeah. Sounds lame.
Yeah, it's not.
But then Ben Affleck just plays an idiot.
Right.
His character is an idiot construction worker.
I think you should have Matt Damon playing the idiot. He's got such a big, smooth face.
Mm.
Looks dense.
Yeah.
Isn't he? He's in trouble because he's been doing all that Bitcoin stuff. He's been like, buy this Bitcoin, and then it's fucked, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
There's a lot of them about.
Thousands of people lost their life savings because of Matt Damon. Yeah, it's quite sad.
Mate, you're rich.
Also
just
quite
make
funny.
Movies and
yeah.
I did not shed a tear for a single person who lost money on NFTs.
But I
guarantee myself laughing.
I guarantee.
Oh, is that monkey cartoon not worth millions of dollars anymore? Who could have foreseen it?
But I guarantee when Matt Damon got paid for that fucking crypto commercial, he did not get paid in crypto. He was like, I understand your crypto is really valuable, but I would prefer to be paid in US dollars, please, because I am going to invest this in property.
Yeah.
Yeah, the gold standard.
They went to uni together, didn't they? Is that true?
I think they're childhood friends.
Yeah.
Well, Matt Damon and Banoff.
Right. But then, so they did.
I don't always see them as a pair in my head.
Well, they publicly distanced themselves, tried it for years to have their own individual acting careers, but now they've came back together and they've got their own production company.
Right.
And they're making Good Will Hunting 2, where Matt Damon's invented some kind of nuclear weapon, right? And
that's what he does.
And
bomb China.
In this movie, it's post World War III.
Bad Will Hunting.
Matt Damon is responsible for the death of billions
today,
of people.
Today, we're hunting the deadliest game.
Yeah. And Ben Affleck is, like, his job is just, like, cleaning up the corpses of, like, radiation-affected corpses. That's what he does in the Badlands.
Right.
And that's why it's called Bad Will Hunting.
Yeah.
And his name's Will, you know. So, and then they Will Hunting.
I don't think this one's winning an Oscar, is it?
It might. Matt, actually, this is a good story. Matt Damon has to go on a journey, right?
Uh-huh.
To, like, across America, but, like, travel's fucked. So, Ben Affleck.
The Borat movie currently.
Ben Affleck meets up with Matt Damon and guides him across post-apocalyptic America to get to this nuclear silo in Montana to kill the rest of the Chinese and end the war.
Why are all the Chinese are in Montana?
No, they're
in. What are they doing there?
No,
who's in Beijing?
In Montana, that's where the nukes are. So Matt Damon needs to program these nukes to send them at China, kill the rest of the Chinese. Right. The war ends, but
that's how they're ending it. Every Chinese person dead.
That's sadly. That's it's like Pearl Harbor when the famous like hero scene in Pearl Harbor is when they bomb civilians in Tokyo. That's like the fun revenge scene in Pearl Harbor. It's like that. Except with the Chinese.
Yeah. I saw Pearl Harbor in the cinema and a decorated veteran stood up and walked out 10 minutes in.
Well, because he was like, this is bullshit.
It was a guy with an RAF uniform and he was in the Battle of Britain bit at the beginning where the Americans come save the British pilots and he was like, nope.
Fuck this. Like, yeah, bye-bye.
Nope.
Bye-bye.
Nope.
Yeah,
I did not get PTSD for this shit.
Watch this.
I stayed until the end because I paid and I wish I hadn't.
I get that.
Yeah. It's not a good movie. It was... because they did this, they did Good Will Hunting, and they were like the kings. They were like 26, won Oscars for writing it, and I think one of them won for acting.
Yeah.
And they were respected, but Ben Affleck, Matt Damon sort of stayed, you know.
Ben Affleck still is.
He managed to fuck it quite quickly, though. He did a few things. For some reason, when he went out with J-Lo, everyone fucking hated him, which is like...
It was mean. He didn't do anything wrong.
If you're the biggest star in the world, you go out with J-Lo. That's, you know... Yeah.
He also, there is
given
that...
Given the opportunity, you can at least try it.
Yeah.
There is that famous photo of him, too, where it was just him on a beach with a giant, like, Phoenix Rising back tattoo. Mm-hmm. And then he did an interview where he said, oh, no, that's... it was a fake tattoo for a movie. And then years later, his back was filmed again and had the same tattoo. And clearly, he lied about it being a fake tattoo. And he was just
imagine
drunkenly.
Being that uncomfortable, just like, ugh.
He takes a great photo, to be fair. That one of him with a cigarette.
It's the meme.
Like,
it's
the meme. It's
so good.
Or the one where he's like on a boat rubbing J-Lo's ass and still
That's hot. I want to be involved.
Yeah.
No, he looks really out.
There was also a great thing.
Love some joyless celebrity fucking.
There was a
nothing will make him happy.
I want to watch them slam their genitals together. I want to know what that's about.
I bet really dead-eyed. I bet one of them wears a VR helmet.
Yeah. They're both wearing VR helmets.
I have heard of a... I'll tell you afterwards. I've heard of a comedian doing just that.
Really? Yeah.
Wearing a VR helmet while fucking.
Yeah.
No way. Tell us one of their jokes.
No. Let's just say they're called... let's call him Michael Backintyre. No,
they say that about DiCaprio with the headphones.
Right.
With whale music.
He's clearly a psychopath, though, surely.
Yeah, I think
there's
if
something
you're that
not.
Famous.
If you're putting whale song on to fuck the 24-year-old you're about to kick out of your house for being an ugly old wench.
It's because he cares about the environment.
The environment makes him calm. He's an environmentalist.
He needs to hear a healthy whale go, not in captivity.
Yeah,
but otherwise, if it's SeaWorld, he'll know.
Yeah, he'll.
Can I hear a floppy dorsal?
Yeah. Can I hear a 4-year-old going, Mom, is that
floppy
a killer
dorsal? Excuse me, I'm flaccid. This is the wrong track.
Why can I hear a vending machine in the background?
I'm like the BTK killer when he sees an alive woman. I need to regroup.
Oh, God. he's had a varied career. I think, is he back? I don't know.
They're back, baby. They just made Air, the story of selling the boring shoe to Michael Jordan.
Oh, I'm so sick of every fucking film being about a company now.
I don't
need to hear the fucking story of how you made the calculator.
Yeah, but they like it because they get to it's like they just fund it and then the movie loses money because movies, it's harder to make money with a movie and then they get
So like Jordan will fund that.
Well, I don't know if they fund, somebody's involved. Somebody, you know, I'm sure Nike's paying.
Yeah,
it's a big Nike ad. The whole movie's a fucking Nike ad.
There's just so many of them and like some of them have got the McDonald's one's good. The Founder, I think it's called. That's good.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What's his name? Ed
Summer.
Ed,
I was going to say Ed Gein, but that's a different guy.
No, that's a serial killer. Ed Kroc?
Ed Gein,
yeah. He's such a sad fuck the whole time.
And then he meets the brothers who have that one McDonald's, and they've created this amazing system, which is now fast food, and we all take it for granted. But like, that's incredible. They took the fucking assembly line and made it into food. And he just slowly takes them over and fucks them. And then at the end, he's talking to one of the brothers, and he's like, you know, the difference between us, what would you do if you saw a guy, your enemy drowning? He's like, I don't know. And he's like, I'd put a fucking hose in his mouth.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that's who he is.
Yeah.
He's in it to win it.
That's
and
how
I,
you become a
I
billionaire.
I respected him.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not
I don't
a billionaire.
That's meant to be the takeaway of the film, Bobby.
That's what I took from that film is, yeah, sometimes you have to do uncomfortable things to succeed.
Well, yeah, you definitely picked up the message.
They're making a film about the guy. It's coming out soon. What's he called?
Sweaty Forehead Man.
No,
it's
that's
a,
me.
It's a guy who
no, the atomic
a guy
bomb.
Who can't stop sweating even though he's just sitting in a temperate room.
No, okay, if you go into a sauna, you sweat.
It's not
a sauna.
Sauna.
It feels like
it
one.
It does not feel
Jody's
like a sauna.
Jody's sweating now.
Jody's not sweating at all
He was
right
earlier.
Now.
He's currently sweating at all.
Yeah, I walked here 2 hours ago, so I was sweating
sure,
then.
From
yeah,
the
yeah.
size.
Yeah, but well, that's fine, yeah.
Yeah, it's up a bit of a hill.
You were sweating in here.
You look like
you're
wearing
sweating
makeup.
Now.
Yeah, because it's hot. And you guys have lizard blood, whereas I'm a full human being with feelings. Oppenheimer, whatever it's called. You know,
yeah,
the guy,
yeah, Oppenheimer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Robert Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
The guy from Peaky Blinders is playing him. And I'm like, do we need a movie about the man who invented the atomic bomb? Apparently we do.
Oppenheimer's an incredible human being.
Yeah, I think he's got quite an interesting story.
I suppose, yeah.
You ever see that
I
interview?
Mean, more interesting than my life, I suppose.
It's more interesting than making a trainer.
Yeah, that's true.
He was a super charismatic guy. Also, coupled on top of that, was a genius. He led the Manhattan Project, created the bomb, and then in the 60s, that's a great interview of him where he's just sobbing, and he's like, I am Shiva, I like an Indian god, I am the destroyer
of
nations.
Yeah,
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 and he's just sobbing.
He had writers for that, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
But
he
fucking worth it.
He
banging quote.
Yeah, he
imagine hiring people. I'm gonna set up a bomb, and I want to say something cool after.
He did.
So I want the best writers in the country.
Yeah, if you just flubbed it straight after you did
Obama
a new,
had him, I'm sure of it.
Yeah, put that in your hat and smoke it.
Yeah,
one go at that. They fucked up the moon landing. Like, you know, it wasn't meant to be one small step for man. It was meant to be one small step for a man.
Really?
Because it doesn't make sense. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Man and mankind mean the same thing in that sense.
Yeah.
It's one small step for a man. That man is stepping off, one giant leap for mankind. He fucked it up.
So after 78 episodes of this show, someone's finally said something historical that's interesting.
And they didn't go to the moon. It's all fake.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there was a problem in the sound studio they were recording it in.
Yeah. And JFK made COVID vaccines. So there you go.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Wrap that one up. What was the one you were on about last week with the Black Eye Squad?
Would you have sex with JFK's corpse in 1962 to have sex with Marilyn Monroe alive in 1962?
He died in 63.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Okay, fine.
History time.
I kill him. He's dead, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I wouldn't do that, no.
No, I don't think so, no.
No.
Never mind.
Asking for a friend again.
Yeah.
That was you.
Okay.
I just think I would struggle with the very functionality of getting an erection around a corpse with its head blown off.
Yeah, yeah. Agree to disagree. We had different childhoods. Continue, Red. What's the next fact?
Well, Britney Spears.
Is it a judgmental fact?
Yeah. Where were you when Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake split, Rob?
Who the fuck remembers that? It's not 9/11.
I was at my grandma's house. Yeah.
You don't remember.
My brother came in tears and he said, you won't believe. And I...
America will never be the same again.
Afghanistan.
I was, yeah.
And then sadly, he was too tall for the cockpit. Yeah, they said, listen, don't worry, buddy. You're going to die soon enough.
I don't think they want suicide bombers who die of natural causes.
No, they're trying to comfort you because you're like, I want to die soon. And you're like, they're like, you're going to. You're just too tall for this time.
If you were a soldier, you'd be tougher, wouldn't it?
Yeah, quite I think so, yeah.
If I was a sniper, you'd be
exactly,
bloody...
like, trench warfare is not for me. It's, no. Really
oh, you'd have
not.
To be on your knees all the time.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a good vibe.
And everyone would make fun of you.
Sniping you, yeah, you go...
You'd be short on your knees.
Yeah, I really like... yeah, I would like to be in the entertainment corps like Tony Hancock was in World War II. Okay. Just went around and entertained the troops and that.
I do, I've done gigs for the troops.
Yeah, I have too. Yeah. Yeah.
Where do you go, Cyprus?
I haven't been out Cyprus. I nearly got locked down in Poland. I
was fucking hell.
The day that lockdown happened, I was getting into my car to go to the airport to fly to a military base in the middle of Poland to do gigs.
That's actually a great place to be when the world ends, is a military base.
Yeah, but it's not a great place to spend lockdown for 9 months.
No.
You know, and like, yeah, like, but on the morning they called us and go, hey, everything's getting shut down today.
So the world is ending.
Just, yeah, I was literally packing my car as I got the phone call to be like, hey, not happening. So thank fuck for that. I would have gone insane.
Yeah,
that would have been awful.
I mean, I did anyway at home with my PlayStation and weed.
Yeah.
So I've done a bunch of them, though. I've done a bunch of, like, military bases around the place. They're always a bit weird.
I've done a lot of RAF gigs.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
Tell that you had a horrible one, didn't you?
That was Bergen-Belsen concentration camp.
They do a gig there?
What? No, it's next to Bergen-Belsen at the military base.
They booked Bobby Mayer. Right. Of course.
And they told me the two comedians they'd had on before that had been fucking awful and they'd booed them off stage.
Well, I'm sure the atmosphere's not great already. You know?
Yeah, so...
It's not really a party vibe, is it?
It was Christmas.
Yeah, everyone seems very solemn.
This is the old camp.
No, it was beside the camp. It wasn't on the grounds. You could see it.
Uh-huh. That's horrible.
I don't really want a death camp in my line. Yeah.
Again, I've said this before, but I would argue my gig was the worst thing that's happened there because it was fucking awful. I got on stage and it was a squatty Christmas party, and within 5 minutes, people were just screaming at me that I was a ginger cunt.
That's good. I'm glad.
I don't know if my rebuttals were really helpful to me. I think at one point I told them I was getting paid more for this gig than they did in a month, and they were fucking losers.
Oh my god!
And that didn't come.
Yeah, I may have called them murderers, and then somebody, a guy walked to the stage and just said, fuck you, I'm going to fucking hit you. Like, he threatened me, and no one was on my side. And there was one guy, the booker, guy who booked me, like, still liked my comedy. And then the next day, I had to do a gig 24 hours later for the officers in the same room. But I woke up in the morning having a panic attack. because I knew I had to do another gig. And also, I was on a base where I'm the only person with any facial hair, so they know I'm the comedian. So I'm walking around the base, and everyone goes, that's him, that's him, that's him, that's him, that's the guy.
God.
The whole day, and I can just feel myself slowly going insane the whole day. And somehow the officer's gig wasn't that bad. I started by saying, like, so I'm going to suck. Like, I had to, like, address that they thought I was a terrible comedian, even though the conditions were unplayable completely. And I got through the officer's gig, and then there was the one guy left who kind of liked me. He was like, yeah, we'll stay in touch. I'll add you on Facebook. And I just didn't accept his friendship request.
We just don't want to see it
I was
again.
Like,
don't
I never want to think about you again. I hate you.
When I was in Cyprus, they had a guy with a stick who would tap them on the shoulder.
And then,
rowdy.
Years later, oh, interrupted. Years later.
Was excited.
Interrupted. I said interrupted. Interrupted. Years later, I did a gig in Edinburgh at the Edinburgh Festival, and the troops from the squatty gig were in the audience, and you better bet I got my revenge. Worth the interruption.
How did you get your revenge?
You left that so vague.
Yeah. I said,
I fucked their wives. Yeah.
I told them what I thought about them, and people laughed.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you came back. Maybe they're going to get their revenge on you and kill you soon.
Well, they're in the military, so the revenge
they
I get
do.
Is they're riddled with PTSD.
Yeah, just have your revenge every bonfire night when they're hiding in an airing cupboard like a pregnant cat.
Yeah, the guy would just tap them on the shoulder and they weren't allowed to drink anymore and stuff like that, and they'd have to go back to... Which,
if you got the stick, you were out.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, it's a new measure. I'm like, you should have brought this in like 20 years ago. You know, it seems so logical.
Maybe done it in Abu Ghraib. Could have stopped quite a few atrocities.
Okay, guys.
No. Human pyramid and prisoners, that's a stick. Yeah.
Things
You're
may
out.
Have went a little over the line. It may have went a little over the line.
Why is he on a dog leash?
They're patriots. They
You're
are patriots.
The stick.
Yeah.
They are patriots. Patriots.
No beer tokens for you. Drinks tokens, because they got drinks tokens.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were like, do you want to come for a drink? And the guy who was like booking the gig was like, do not drink with these guys, they'll strip you naked and like tie you to a pole. Yeah. Because that's their kind of...
Humor.
Yeah, like there is a certain thing about like when there's a really... A certain point, an all-male group becomes incredibly gay.
Mm-hmm.
Just like to prove they're not gay. Like,
for me,
really,
that's usually
like,
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Did you teabag your mates when you were young?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I've,
not once,
I've
never.
Been the teabagger and teabaggy.
Oh, I've been. I've always worried about a sort of Me Too movement in teabagging amongst male friends, because I'd be Weinstein. Do you know what I mean? I've teabagged so many people.
T2.
My mates have pictures of me. Like, they went to, and they used to just put it on Facebook. We all went to France together and stayed in a cabin.
You used to put pictures of your balls
on Facebook. They all, like, sat on my face with, like, their arseholes and balls all on my face. And they just whacked it all over Facebook. And everyone was like, lo, you know.
Yeah.
I could just turn around and go, good prank, guys. That's sexual assault. Yeah. The police are on the way to your house. Who's the funny one now, cunt?
Even though you also did it.
I did it as well. It was a dog-eat-dog world. I remember this kid... My mate...
It was a dog sexually assault dog world.
No, my... This was actually...
And then the dog sexually assaults the other dog back.
This is post 9/11 world. This guy fell asleep and all my mates... I wasn't there that night. They all shaved their balls and glued them onto his face. And he had like a Bin Laden length pube beard. And he just got sent round the school. So but I don't think anyone had a camera phone. I swear it was like Polaroids. Yeah. Just like this, you know, when you had to...
How did he feel about it?
Oh, he was fucking furious. Like, violated. Felt disgusting, dirty.
Yeah.
You know...
But it was a laugh back then. It was a different time.
It really was.
It was
a different
time.
Yeah. Mm. It was just fun japes. Sometimes you'd fall asleep and your mate would finger you.
Yeah.
It was a different time.
Yeah, that is a bit. Yeah, it probably isn't right. I don't think I'd teabag someone now.
I always had respect for my friends and they'd respect for me. Continue.
I would always ask consent before teabagging.
Yeah, me and Rob are different than you, Red.
Asleep.
Yeah.
Hey, mate, can I
shh,
back
hey,
you?
Don't worry.
They have that South Park where he puts their balls in his mouth. Yeah. He doesn't quite get the prank. He's like, look, you're gay. And Cartman's putting Kenny's nuts in his mouth when he's asleep. Look who's gay, Kenny. It's really good. Oh, next fact.
roll, hit a wall. Ray Richardson.
American Idol premieres.
In what year?
With 2002. Right. You know what fucking year it is. It says it at the beginning. It says it on their thing. American Idol premieres with Randy Jackson, Paula
Abdul. Who cares?
Simon Cowell hosting. Who cares? Well, we have to, because you pick the format of this podcast and then complain about
cares?
Your own idea every week. I'll go,
boring.
Henry. It's like, well, why are we doing this?
I'm
then?
Asleep. Who cares?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really have any opinions on American Idol.
Well, I'm just saying it happened. We can.
Yeah. Boring.
You might have an American Idol story.
Simon Cowell apparently lives in Wimbledon.
Yeah.
And he's got a big fake looking head. And so
he's weird.
He fell off his bike and he broke his back.
Oh, is it an injury that's got it made his head go that way?
No, that was probably cocaine.
Yeah, he's just had mass.
Like, they still haven't cracked it, have they? You still just look weird.
No, it never worked.
Look weird.
Some people look good. Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston, even Nicole Kidman's face is fucked.
Yeah.
There was
some real crimes happening.
Yeah.
People, this lady in the Nicole Smith doc, she looks like a crocodile skin handbag. Like, her face is so bad. Not Anna Nicole, her manager or something.
Are lip fillers as much of a thing in London as they are in the North? Like,
I think so, but I think...
It's so common for women to have them now. And like,
it though. It makes it look hot. They have these big pussy lips on their face.
They just go one too many. It's like anything. They go one too many, and then they get the... it looks like they've got two Pringles in their mouth.
Yeah.
Like when you're doing the doc.
And they also can't feel their lips. Yeah. I like being able to feel my lips.
Yeah. Yeah.
But luckily, I'm not a woman with constant pressure.
Well, I think people get them
me.
Cheap as
I'm
well.
I'm not even wearing socks right now.
I know. I did clock that I was the only person wearing shoes.
No,
I'm wearing
socks. It's not the vibe in here.
Yeah.
It's shoes off.
You can wear your shoes.
Feet are you? Your feet aren't as big as they should be.
Yeah, small 12. Dick, tall man.
That is that big.
Yeah.
But you
that's
think
not
you'd have
big.
Like
I'm
size
like an
19 11. Feet.
Yeah, they're like proportional. I don't think they're weird.
No, any
bigger than that, I'd have to go to specialist shops, so I'm very happy.
Be good for the comedy, though.
Yeah.
Coming on with the big feet.
Big feet, eh? Yeah. I could be the big feet comedian. I could be the big foot. But I know what you're thinking. Pretty big feet.
I love you and Rob, Freddie, sorry, finding old stuff. Like, they found that video of you doing stand-up. What did you say? It was an
so
early
brutal.
Video.
It's correct. So, like, I filmed a special, like, last week, and I've named it after this because I've just been hounded by this by the listeners of our podcast ever since. So I've called my special Born Ready. Because in that old clip, so this for the context, I did about 6 gigs when I was like 18, 19 and I lived in London. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't start comedy
midlife
properly.
Crisis.
Fuck you. I didn't start. It's very funny. Yeah. You're a knobhead.
Had a leather jacket and a Corvette.
Rodney
just
Dangerfield.
Driving around thinking, fuck. Yeah, it was his Rodney Dangerfield moment.
What's that film? Funny
cow. Siding on houses.
I rode my motorbike to this gig. But yeah, so I did like 5 or 6 like years before I properly started comedy. But like 2 of them were for the Chortle Student Award, and they filmed that shit and will not take it off YouTube.
So what year is this? Sorry,
oh god, like 2004, 2005, like what? Not far. You know, we're nearly in this.
Nearly in this.
Yeah. And
what
in
year? 2004 or 2005.
I think.
That's when I started.
Yeah,
we started at the same time.
Yeah,
that's
and, like,
crazy.
I start my set. It makes me cringe inside out. I start a set. I come out and I go, if you're ready for comedy, say I was born ready. And no one says anything. But what makes it even worse is that I go, it's integral to everything that happens after this that you say this. And then I just do this really shit joke off the back of it. And I'm like, and it's just mortifying. I was trying to be like wacky.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. I was
so
like,
you thought, oh, it's going to
be
like
I'm
ironically
be like a weird
funny.
Guy, and everyone will be like, what's going
if you
on?
Say I was born ready.
Whoa. And like the punchline is, I was born 9 pounds, 3 ounces. Whoa. It's like baffling that I considered this a joke at the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How old were you though? Like 17?
Like 18, yeah. Full of confidence. And just like, yeah, I'm going to be great at this.
Fuck.
I was not.
And so when did you start in like 18 years old then?
Yeah, but then I didn't, you know, I did it like a few times. Mm. And then like, started properly when I was like 23.
Okay, yeah.
Very
yeah.
cool.
Nice. I remember, so I was telling Bobby before, first time I saw you, I drove to Manchester to do the gong show with 3 other acts, and I got gonged off after 42 seconds. The host said he goes, oh, that was like listening to a boring audiobook.
That's a reasonable review of your voice, though.
Thank you, Bobby.
Which gong show was it? My memory's fucking awful.
Manchester gong show.
The
Beat the
Frog. Store or Beat
store,
the Frog?
Store. Store.
Right, okay. Yeah. I only did that
and you
once.
Won it.
I did
you
won
it.
It. Yeah, it's the only time
you had
I did
a joke
it.
About your girlfriend wanting to adopt a cat that was, and it was very funny.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, like I only did it once, and like it was so. The reason I won that night was because I followed. It was a really particularly brutal night. Like loads of gongs.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I was there. I got shot first.
I was second in the second section, so there's been a break. One guy before me, and he goes up, and he goes on stage, and he goes on, and he goes. He shuffles off. He goes, what do you call a dinosaur with a big vocabulary? And someone on the front row goes, thesaurus. And he goes, thesaurus.
Oh, no.
3 cards, gonged, shuffles off. And I found that so funny that I was laughing as I walked on stage. So I sort of walked on with this calmness. And they it allowed me to go. I had to drive that guy home.
Oh, fuck.
We drove back to Leeds.
Good.
I wore my crown all the way.
That's never good, yeah.
I met up with him afterwards and went, you know the phrase, don't open with it.
Is he quit comedy now?
No, I think he's still... I
okay,
he's still,
going.
Yeah,
still going.
Yeah.
Do you remember there was a guy in Liverpool called Mr. Badger?
Oh, he's still about.
Is he still... So
gets
Mr.
Badger still goes, shout out Donald.
So you know the guy behind it?
I know him, yeah.
I always like the idea that it was like James Acaster letting off steam.
Yeah. So he wears this like costume of like basically a dead badger, and like the character is this badger is like a paedophile entertainer.
That's
he does
funny.
Like gross one-liners.
Yeah. Like the guy inside the suit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, I think... I don't
or
know.
Or the badger is
it's
a pedophile.
It's hard to tell if Mr. Badger is a badger or if he's a man who thinks he's a badger. You know, it's like the lines are very blurred. But yeah, it's fun, but fucking it'll split a room. It's great.
Yeah. So he's still going. That's
good. Mr. Badger's about. I love shit like that, but I love the weird ones.
Yeah.
When I was in New York last year, I went to an open mic. There's a guy performing completely head to toe dressed in a pair of trousers, and his head was like around the crotch area. He was called Mr. Pants, and every joke was some kind of pun about trousers or pants or something like that. And then he eventually, I think, stripped off that, and then he had a pair of pants on his head or something like that. Yeah,
sounds incredible.
Yeah. Very.
Imagine
very
if he like has a commitment. Wife or something, and you just come back with the costume. She's
so
like,
yeah,
he's in tears.
So yeah, maybe I shouldn't have quit the job. Maybe you were right. Maybe I shouldn't have went all in.
I do like thinking about their lives. It's just like, well, going out tonight, love. Yeah. Doing the pants again, are you?
Yeah.
Whenever you meet a guy who started comedy at like 40, and then he's like, yeah, my wife like is so angry. I don't know if we'll stay together because like she thinks I shouldn't have quit my job to do comedy, but like it's my passion. Then you see they're acting, they're terrible. And it's like, your wife is right. You've ruined your family. Your kids are not going to eat, and you are going to live with your mom again.
Yeah. Oh, God. Look, I've seen some tragic wastes. Yeah.
Yeah. Those gong shows are really hard.
Fuck yeah.
Jody, is that him?
That's the picture.
Mr. Pants. What's his name?
Mr. Pants.
Yeah, he's got an Instagram and everything, yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, Mr. Pants.
Probably has more followers than we do.
It's all content.
Are we going to do one more? No.
Do you want to do one? I just mean...
Yeah, like, I've got a rush. Like,
the response has been...
One more.
Well, this one's about football, so we'll leave Bobby out of this one.
Oh, okay. Well, like
2002 FIFA World Cup. Do you remember that? It was
South Korea.
Yeah, Beckham,
classic World Cup.
Beckham jumping
Ronaldo's,
out of the tackle.
Ronaldo's comeback arc. It's the ultimate.
He'd been out for like 3 and a bit years on and off.
No, that was great.
That came back, scored 8 goals.
Phenomenon, so good.
He's
I
so
loved
brilliant.
It. Yeah, it was really good. I liked when Kim Jong Un was there, and then they let him kick the ball, and then
South Korea.
But he got he played for them as like a fucking that thing where they were like, yeah, let him play and maybe it'll help heal the rip.
I mean, it felt
donations.
Like Kim Jong-un was playing for them. If you watch some of the refereeing performances in that tournament, they were like, let's have
Korea
go
well,
through.
Well, you know, they won their first ever game in the World Cup ever.
Yeah,
and they celebrated like they won the Cup. Fair enough.
And then they got through. Didn't they get to like the semis? Was it? They got far.
They got far.
They got deep because like the referees were just like,
that was
fun.
Dodgy decisions, that one. I remember
every
Henri...
World Cup's like that, though. Don't go back and watch... if you're an England fan, don't go and watch the 1966 World Cup if you want to feel good. Like,
really? Why? Because
it's the exact
dodgy...
same thing. Every World Cup, the referees are on the side of the home team. You know,
really?
It's totally
the
same thing.
Well, that was over the line, Jeff Hurst.
It wasn't.
They've done VAR on it.
Yeah, and it wasn't.
We still would have won 3-2.
Sure. Well, you know, it would have been a different game state, so, you know. Still a
man, but England have been fucked in most tournaments since, I'd say.
Uh-huh.
Against France, there was dodgy refereeing.
Thank you for listening to the Year Is podcast.
We were just about to start having a good time.
Well, that's
Freddie,
the best time to
Freddie, you got anything
end.
To plug?
You just called him Freddie.
That Rob, fucking hell! Fucking hell! Jesus Christ!
You should have let me finish.
I should have.
You should have. You call him Freddie Quinn.
I'm sorry, Rob.
No,
thank
no,
you.
No apologize. No,
it's just
no apologies.
You
are good
work
enough.
Together so much. It's...
No, that's so upsetting.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Part of
you're
that.
Equally
I'm
attractive
sorry.
Is probably why he said it.
Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to the Year Is podcast with our guest Freddie Quinn Maholland.
No, Rob Maholland.
Freddie Quinn. In Maholland.
Fucking hell.
Not his real name. And
plug some stuff, Rob.
Yeah, well, my podcast, MN Talking, is the main one. That's with Rob Maholland. He's a really good comedian.
No, that's you. You're Rob Maholland.
Yeah, I'm Rob Maholland. Do it with Freddie Quinn. Yeah. It's like, you know, dark humor, fucked up stuff. If you enjoyed the incest chat at the beginning, you'll enjoy our podcast.
Yeah. I'm going to quote you on that. Just put that's going to be the quote. If you enjoy incest, you'll like our podcast.
And I've got a new stand-up special coming out very soon. I think it's going to be July 2nd. I haven't 100% confirmed it, but it's going to be on the Dead Men YouTube channel for free, and it's fucking class. We filmed it like cinema grade. It's going to look awesome
and be very funny. Your stand-up's great.
Yeah thanks. Cheers. Thanks man.
Okay, well, thanks Rob,
thanks for
we
having
appreciate
me
appreciate it.
It's been a mess.
It's been great, actually.
It's actually the best one we've done. Bye-bye, everyone. That was another episode of The Year Is. Thank you very much for listening. Please like and subscribe. Leave us a review. It all helps. I'd like to thank our producer, Jody. And also I'd like to thank Josh Weller for our intro music and song. It's very catchy. It's very nice. I'm sure you'll enjoy it at the beginning. So big thanks to Josh Weller. He's on Instagram at Josh Weller. Josh Weller. Follow him and keep spreading the word of The Year Is. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.